Let's get to this phone tap.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, my buddy, Matt's an accountant, does my taxes every year. Seems like pretty boring work if you ask me, LOL. Anyway, thought you guys could find a way for a Hassenpepper to phone tap him. Thanks. That's from Rick.
Yeah, so William Hassenpepper has some questions about his finances, needs to talk to Matt about maybe switching up his tax guy. Welcome to your phone tap.
Advisors.
Yes, Matt, please.
Yeah, this is Matt.
Matt, it's William Hassenpepper. I'm looking for a new tax guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. We can help you with that.
Wonderful.
Let me just grab a notepad here. Your name, sir?
It's William Hassenpepper.
Okay, why don't we set up a time for you to come down? Do you have your W-2s and receipts and things like that all together?
Yeah. I'll set on that, but I do need to tell you I've got a little income on the side I may have to report.
All right, well, we should report all income.
Right. Straight cash deal, though. I legitimately get a paycheck, you know, as a cashier, though. But I do a little dancing on the side.
Dancing?
Well, stripping. There, I said it. Listen, I'm not necessarily proud of that.
No, I wasn't judging you. Yeah, we all have a living to make.
Right. Yeah, grinding up on old ladies at the retirement home was not necessarily what I envisioned for me at graduation from college, but...
It is what it is.
That's right. Anyways, I got this move where I put a little Bing Cherry in my G-string, shake a little to the left, shake a little to the right, drops out right in a martini glass.
Oh, God.
Wow. Impressive.
Right?
So how much income in cash do you think you'd say you generate, sir?
Probably 30, 40,000.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's definitely a sizable amount. You need to record that.
Well, I figured as much, but I'm needing you to launder it for me.
Listen, man, you made this, you know, like a waiter makes cash tips. It's not illegal, but it is income.
But you can launder it, right?
I don't think you really understand what that means.
Well, no, I'm asking, can you wash the money? It's been in crevices of my body I'm not proud of.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, I mean, I really don't feel right about putting cash back into circulation, you know? It's got my sweat on it. If you sent this money to a lab, they'd probably quarantine it.
Okay, then. Listen, do you want to make an appointment?
Well, yes, I want to make an appointment. That's why I'm calling you.
All right, how does your week look like next week?
Well, pretty good. Mornings are a bit bad for me as I have to do these phone taps.
So this is a prank.
Well, yeah, it's a prank. It's 99.7 DJX. Hi there, I'm Ben Davis, and your buddy Rick sent us an email asking to set you up.
Oh man, that's funny. I got to get it back for this one. You know, you should hear the real calls that I get, though. Yours actually wasn't that bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Really? Wow. I mean, I'll let you go since it's kind of your busy season. You're pushing it here, but thanks so much for playing along.
All right, man. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Why are you not playing Def Leppard right now?
Oh.
Why are you not playing that? I mean, I feel like that's appropriate in this particular situation.
Like, you think that would maybe be his...
That's the song for the signature Bing Cherry move, is it not?
Is it?
Yes. Or Cherry Pie. That works.
Is this better?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now I feel like...
Now watch this! The Bing Cherry popped right into your martini glass!
Wow.
All right, good stuff there.
I mean, that's a fun kind of activity. I'm looking for at the old folks home.
Is that what you're hoping for when you retire away to the old folks home?
When they send me off.
Gonna need William Hassenpepper to come by and do some tricks with his Bing Cherries.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, though, okay? Like, do it at 4 o'clock right before dinner.
All right, there you go. That is... A phone tap there on 99.7 DJX.